Hey, No Stroke listeners. David and I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to listen to this episode. If you find our podcast valuable, we ask that you consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You could head over to nostrokepod.com to become a supporter of the show and help David and I continue to create content for listeners in our stroke community around the globe. Now let's get to today's episode.
This is the No Stroke Podcast with your co-hosts, David Dansereau and Michael Garrow, helping you to support and thrive in life after stroke. Their podcast is designed for educational and community support purposes only and should not replace medical treatment and guidance of your own health professional team.
Welcome to our May Snapcast for the No Stroke Podcast. A little different opening, Mike, but little bit different of a start for this new service we're doing.
That's it. Snapcast number two.
Number two.
Getting it out. And a special occasion here, May 1st, is the start of Stroke Awareness Month here in the States. So, I never know. Is it Happy Stroke Awareness Month? It's nice to see it just at least being talked about. And I think that's the importance of this month.
For me, Mike, it is always happy because, 17 years ago now, Mike, I woke up May 1st at Mass General Hospital after my PFO closure. So the 1st of May is always going to have significance to me. So,
that's 17 years on and happy for us to be doing what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Happy occasion. This is going to be a special one for us for a couple of reasons, but maybe first, we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks now, but we're going to actually get to meet face to face again and have our run, the 5K on May 11th.
Yes, 11 days away.
Yeah, we did a couple of training set or one training session again yesterday. So we got nearly to 5K. We did like 4.25.
Okay.
Under 30.
Sounds like you'll be peaking. You'll be peaking at the right time. So
that's good. We'll be good to go. And why don't you let the guests know for the second special occasion happening here this month?
Excited to announce that we have a partnership now with our partner Vivistim as part of a company spotlight series that we're going to be doing. So let's quickly maybe talk about our guests we have coming up. And
So I think through the month of May, right, where this is going to be our first company spotlight series. Hope to be doing more of these, in the months to come. But we're going to be deep diving on really just this breakthrough technology that Vivistim, and for those who don't know, they're part of a microtransponder, but it's a device company that stimulates the vagus nerve and is shown just remarkable improvements for some individuals who, and as we'll speak to our guests, are eligible, kind of meet the criteria, and go through this minimally invasive surgery to then do the therapy itself. But, we've heard about them for a while, and excited to be highlighting two episodes through the month of May, really to speak. First episode will be joined by Dr. Teresa Kimberly. She is a PT and professor at the Brain Recovery Lab out of Mass General Health Institute of Health Professions. She has done a lot of the early research and clinical trials for this technology and really was able to come on and speak at a clinical level, but kind of bring it down to really be understandable for our listeners, whether you're a survivor out there kind of looking for alternative treatments and also our PTs, OTs that are out there who might be, good candidates to administer some of this therapy. So that's going to be our first episode. That we're going to be launching that the week of May 6th. So we'll be getting this out and then, quickly turning around for that first episode with Dr. Kimberly.
Yeah, that's great. And Mike, fun fact, just saw Vivistim highlighted in a, piece that was done by AARP in their publication on medical breakthroughs, and they were featured under the brain health. And we'll put a link to their site in this Snapcast. But then we're going to follow up in the second series in Spotlight with this will drop the week of May 20th with a survivor guest that's here in Massachusetts, and his name's Tim Blinton, and he's a young stroke survivor, now has four young children, and he will speak to the real world experience with VivaStim. He was just a fascinating guest. I can't wait for everyone to get a chance to meet him.
Awesome personality. And I think, once we get that out and folks have had a chance to listen, I think someone great that, could be that support that others are looking for, if you are interested in this, obviously speaking to others who've gone through, the treatment, and have seen some of these outcomes, right? Just being able to make those connections, are great. And, Tim is certainly up for connecting with our listeners. So, I think, for us, we always try to do something special in May. David, going back through the pandemic when we first launched our Next Step Forward program, where we had an audience, from Ireland, Canada, the UK, here in the States, like that, it's been special. And, to now be here, three years later, and really have the opportunity, it just shows how far, one, the growth of our podcast and kind of sticking with what we've been doing, has gotten us, to a great spot, built up a great, audience of loyal listeners. But too, just like being able to have these conversations through the month of May, like we always speak to, the great work that's out there, and the importance of continuous rehab and neuroplasticity. And I think this spotlight with what VivaStim is doing just really brings that together, that, there's hope out there for survivors. And, especially when we get Tim on and he speaks to just some of those real world outcomes that he's been able to, achieve in a very short window, right, through using VivaStim, is a great way to kind of, celebrate the month of May and stroke awareness.
Yeah, really well said, Mike. And I'm really proud of the work we did on these two and excited to bring them to these episodes to our listeners here. So in the meantime, make sure you go back and listen to Dr. Carolyn Brown's episode from Stroke OT, because that was always gives me such joy to hear the great work she's doing and her energy. And we're just going to carry that energy into May.
Before we close out this, just want to send thanks to Julie Lopez, the team at VivaStim to really bring this together for us. They've been great at, getting this together, helping us find the right people to speak to this month, and supporting us, right? It's a big thing. Absolutely. So, as we are in the month of May as well, if you would like to consider supporting us as a show, as an individual or organization, we would love to have those conversations. If you're an individual, there's a easy way to do that on the website, and support us with as little as $3 a month, to help cover some costs. So we truly appreciate it. And let's get this one out. May 1st, happy Stroke Awareness Month, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the No Stroke Podcast. Be sure to tune in each week for more knowledge on stroke recovery in the brain with tips, technology, and interesting stroke thriver interviews where they share their success to enable you on your own healing journey. Make sure to hit the follow button on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to our show. Mike and I will love to ask you to rate and review our show to enable us to grow our audience. Please check the show notes to follow us on social, so you can connect and reach out to find more about advertising with us or becoming a guest on our show. Until next time, stay well, keep the faith, and keep moving forward.